It's a global free fire zone.
This is Jav Parrish. Those are the words of a source in a sweeping new article this week by the New Yorker Seymour Hersh, who reports, among other things, that the U.S. military has already begun covert operations in Iran in preparation for a military strike or invasion there. Hersh's source is referring to the attitude of the Bush administration in the wake of its November re-election. Last-minute changes in the intelligence bill passed last month by Congress weakened the CIA and allowed for sweeping new powers for the Pentagon to conduct its own covert ops, without even the oversight of Congress. More broadly, in Bush's second term, the vision of a sweeping democratic revolution in the Middle East continues to hold sway, despite the disastrous experience in Iraq, and the global war on terrorism will be prosecuted aggressively anywhere and everywhere. Military action against Iran is an insane idea, which is why perhaps it has such currency among Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and their fellow travelers. Iran's drive to develop a nuclear program is currently being held in check, sort of, by diplomatic effort by the French, Germans, British, and others. The United States is not participating in that diplomatic effort, and both the U.S. and Israel are holding in reserve the option of bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, as Israel did to budding nuclear facilities in Iraq in 1981. The differences this time are profound. First of all, bombing Iran's facilities will not be simple. Iran's nuclear facilities are widely dispersed, and many are buried deep underground. The West has poor intelligence on where the facilities are and how far along Iran's nuclear program is. More ominously, Iran can fight back. The Shiite majority in Iraq is religiously and culturally close to the Iranian mullahs. It's likely to win power in this month's elections. So far, the Shiites have not broadly cooperated with the largely Sunni-led insurgency in Iraq. If the mullahs leading Iran want to strike back at the U.S., they can make America's role in Iraq that much more difficult. And Iran itself is a larger, much more populous, and much wealthier country than Saddam Hussein's Iraq ever was. If the United States' reputation among Muslims and in the world at large was mud after the Iraq invasion, striking against Iran will be that much more unpopular. But none of this is deterring the Bush White House. Ultimately, the Bush goal for Iran is not simply to target the nuclear program. It is regime change. Iranians remember the bad old days of the U.S.-installed Shah. Any efforts to go after Iran's government will give it that much more legitimacy. That's particularly tragic since Iran already has a strong homegrown pro-democracy movement that's made substantial headway in Iranian politics in recent years. By resorting to force rather than trying to find a way to encourage the existing democratic movement, Bush proves once again that his policy is not so much democracy as a government that is pliant to the wishes of Washington. The problem, of course, is that all of this is flagrantly illegal. You can't just go and militarily oust all the governments in the world that you dislike, particularly when they've posed no threat to you, let alone attacked you. Signs already point to a violent second Bush term. The ridiculous insistence on elections in an insecure Iraq, the open discussion of the Salvador option of death squads, military covert operations with no functional oversight, an open torture as the new attorney general, and now, soldiers inside Iran. This is not what Americans voted for, and we need to find our voices, quickly, to demand an end to it. Whether or not the White House admits it, domestic dissent does matter. It may be the only thing that can stop this madness. From KBCS for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.